Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news in response to the Ukraine war. A bunch of Hollywood studios are pulling their movies. Jimmy Kimmel joked about the Batman, said, "You're going to invade Ukraine? All right, you're not getting Batman." It's like how you punish a third grader. How good would it be if what finally brings Putin down was a bunch of Russian comic book nerds who are mad they didn't get to see Batman? He said in response to Russia, Universal could re-release Cats there. Trevor Noah said, "If you really want to punish Russia, you shouldn't just block new movies. They should re-release old movies, but without any of the good parts. Now showing in Moscow theaters, it's Star Wars, but just Jar Jar Binks, The Matrix, but Neo never leaves the office, and M. Night Shyamalan's old. They don't have to change anything for that one. They leave it the way it is, and they send that to Russia." Al Franken doing the only former U.S. senator currently on tour. That's a tongue twister. He's at the State Theater in Portland, Oregon, tonight, 8 p.m., The Press Herald asked him, "What are your thoughts on Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, who, like you, was a comedian?" Franken said, "He's doing great now. I loved when we offered to get him out." And he said, "You know, we need arms, not a ride. I think the bravest people in the world are Jewish comedians who go into politics. There's only two." Franken is also Jewish. The Press Herald said, "You mentioned Tucker Carlson, a part-time Maine resident. Any more thoughts on him?" The answer, "He's been giving aid and comfort to one of the worst people in the world. It's deeply disturbing, and it's deeply disturbing that he's the most popular host on their primetime schedule. The others aren't so great either, but Tucker's smart enough to know what he's doing." Is Pete Davidson going to space? Could be. The New York Post reports Pete Davidson is close to signing a deal to join Jeff Bezos on a Blue Origin flight. As host of Daily Comedy News, please, please absolutely do this. Pete Davidson was spotted at the compound of Jeff Bezos. That's in L.A. back in January. A source told Page Six, Pete is excited. They haven't signed a contract yet, but it looks like it's going to happen. The details are being finalized. He got on really well with Jeff when they met. TheNews.com stops off on Gossip Corner. Apparently, the other day after Kim Kardashian's divorce was made final, Kim and boyfriend Pete Davidson had an outing at the Beverly Hills Hotel. The two were spotted by superfans in the hotel lobby. They were seen walking through the hallway. Kim in a pair of jeans paired with a white top. Pete kept a casual black shorts, sweatshirt, and baseball cap. Pete did not make the party for the Batman at his new bar, Pebble Bar, in Rockefeller Center. The Batman, Robert Pattinson, threw a top-secret after-after party at Pebble Bar. A spy told Page Six, "I heard a lot of Kanye records. Not many people knew about this party, but most of the music being played was Kanye." Sources told Page Six, Pete didn't attend because he was stuck on set filming. However, Pattinson and Davidson set the party up there. Pete was honored to have the first party at Pebble Bar for the Batman premiere. "I did some research on Pebble Bar for you New Yorkers. This is the old Hurley's. Remember Hurley's? I think Letterman used to pop into Hurley's now and then. I didn't even realize Hurley's closed in 2000. Check your calendar. That's 22 years that went by without me noticing Hurley's closed. So I guess I wasn't too attached to the place. But the old Hurley's is now Pebble Bar. Part owners, Pete Davidson, Justin Theroux, and Jason Sudeikis." The Daily Beast caught up with Aparna and Churla. They said another big conversation going on in the comedy world right now has to do with Joe Rogan and the debate over what a comedian's job is. What do you think? Aparna, "Well, I think it's tricky being like Joe Rogan's a comedian. He's not responsible if people take him seriously or who he interviews seriously, because I don't think his podcast brands itself as just a comedy podcast. It's not like we're just shooting the crap and telling jokes. Not that you're not a comedian when you reach a certain platform, but I think to have the platform and influence and then still say you're questioning authority when in a way you have become an authority, it's a little dicier to be like, he's speaking out against the mainstream when he's reaching more people than some mainstream media. Is he really still an underdog? I'd say that's questionable." Dan Soder told Westword, "I loved growing up in Aurora, Colorado. I always disliked that it got a bad name. It's just that I always thought that people from Denver were a little snobby about it. Now it's funny with all these people moving to Colorado. Aurora is one of the only places they can afford. I like reminding people that when I come back. It's like, remember that place you used to dump on all the time?" And boy, big news from Chortle. Social media star Haley Morris, who's been dubbed TikTok's funniest comedian. Has she knocked off Sarah Cooper? You remember Sarah? Sarah used to pantomime to Donald Trump videos. Then Netflix gave her a special and Jimmy Kimmel let her host the show and CBS gave her a sitcom. Remember Sarah Cooper? Well, apparently now Haley Morris is TikTok's funniest comedian. You might not be familiar with Haley Morris. Let's see what she does. In her sketches, she personifies different body parts, enacting the internal dialogues that ping back and forth while navigating the challenges of everyday life. Yeah. She's getting a book. Yeah, she's getting a book. It's called Me Versus Brain, An Overthinker's Guide to Life in March. The description, a warm and witty commentary on living with intrusive thoughts and anxiety, written with sparkling humor and unflinching honesty. Let's take the break. I'm going to go bang my head against a wall. Maybe I'll just start a TikTok where I drink iced coffee and I could be comedy's next superstar. Here's one of those iced coffees. Now, if you want to buy me one, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Suggested donation is $5. I take your $5. I go to the National Donuts chain and I buy an iced coffee with caramel and milk. And sometimes I drink it in the middle of the spot. Really good. buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. And that's my new TikTok. It'll be me making those disgusting sounds, but you'll be able to see me doing it. Quick recommendation on HBO Max. Our Flag Means Death. I watched the first episode the other night. It was fun. It's missable, but it's fun. Like, if I went over to your house and you were like, we're going to watch Our Flag Means Death, I'd be like, all right, cool. Now, if I went over to your house and you were like, hey, check out this TikToker, then I'd be like, why am I here? I have to go. But I could watch Our Flag Means Death with you. Pirates, funny. I was kind of scrolling on Twitter while half watching it, but there were some moments that pulled me in, a couple genuine chuckles. So I don't know. What is that on a scale of 1 to 10? A 7? 6? Something like that. It's good, but it's missable. Hey, Paulie Shore, do you think it's good or bad for stand-up that almost every comedian has a podcast now? This question from the MT Express. Paulie Shore said, it's a changing of the times. Every comedian has a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, podcast, a YouTube page. It's like the new version of a business card. Paulie, have you seen comedy crowds change over the last 30 years? Paulie said, it's like stock. It goes up and down. Now it's very much up. People seem to want to laugh and go out and feel that live connection now more than ever. The shows I've been doing have been great. I look at what I've done just through the eyes of a normal person, and it's quite different and fascinating and weird. Having my mom run the comedy store... Someone called. I could just edit this in. Spam risk. Should I answer it? No. Why didn't you edit that out? I don't know. It's the weekend. Paulie Shore is telling us a story about his mom. She ran the comedy store and his dad was a comedian. And me being the spawn of that and then making it on MTV and the movies and then the ups and downs and that whole thing. It's never really been done like this. It's basically all stories leading up to the time before I made it. If you know me, you remember the movies and the MTV stuff, but people don't know where I'm really from or how I became who I became. So the one-man show really dips into the life I had growing up at the store and Beverly Hills High School and the Playboy Mansion. That's an uncommon combination of events. And from The Hollywood Reporter, Pat Sajak defends Wheel of Fortune contestants against online jokes and criticism. Before I even read the story, Pat Sajak, let me just tell you, I'm part of the online jokes and I'm part of the criticism. If you missed this, Pat Sajak went on Twitter to support not one, not two, three players from the March 1st episode of Wheel of Fortune who took several rounds to solve what social media users perceived as a simple puzzle. They were like two letters away from solving the puzzle, feather in your cap. The contestants, Laura, Christopher, and Thomas, took a total of 8 turns and 10 attempts to solve the puzzle. Laura initially tried to solve it as another feather in your hat, which really isn't a phrase. Pat Sajak said, it always pays me when nice people come on our show to play a game, win some money, and maybe fulfill a lifelong dream, and then are subject to online ridicule when they make a mistake or something goes awry. Last night's feather in your cap puzzle was a case in point. Sitting at home, it seems incredible that they couldn't solve it, but I knew in real time what was happening. Now imagine you're on national TV and you're suddenly thrown a curve and you begin getting worried about looking stupid. And if the feather is in your hat, where can it be? You start flailing away looking for alternatives rather than synonyms for hat. It's a three-letter word with an A in it, guys. Come on. And of course, when it's solved, you want to crawl in a hole. Sajak says he's been praised for keeping it together and not making fun of the players. Sajak says mocking them online and calling them names doesn't understand the stress the show's good people in a bad situation are under from the comfort of your couch. It's almost like being on Wheel of Fortune is being in Ukraine. Good-natured laughter is one thing. Heck, they laughed at themselves, but hey, cut them some slack. I have fun with players and I tease them occasionally. When things go wrong, I feel for them. And I try to solve the wounds on camera and off. So yeah, it was an oddly entertaining puzzle. And it's okay to laugh at the situation, but have a little heart. Pat, I agree with you. It's okay to laugh at the situation. Pat leaves us with these words of wisdom. After all, you may be there one day. and no one wants to be trending on Twitter. Actually, I want to be trending on Twitter. Can we get Comedy Podcast Take Shot at Pat Sajak trending on Twitter? Can you guys make that happen? Please do. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple, Google, Spotify, the rest. And don't forget, let's get trending on Twitter. Comedy Podcast Takes Shot at Pat Sajak. And be sure to include the download link. See you tomorrow.